Its current state here on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Every home football Saturday here in East Lansing, thousands of people flock to the Michigan State campus to take part in a sacred fall ritual, tailgating. But the pastime takes a toll. After the celebrating, landscaping personnel at MSU repair damage to grass and trees. Some of those personnel are calling last Saturday's damage the worst they've seen. Last week's rain meant ruts gouged into the ground by cars were especially bad. And sometimes accidentally, sometimes not, tailgaters end up pruning or otherwise damaging trees, important not only for their beauty, but also to classrooms and researchers. It's a challenge not unique to Michigan State. Here to tell us more, we welcome back to the show Dr. Frank Tolewski, MSU Professor of Plant Biology and Curator of Campus's Beale Garden. Hi, Frank.
Good morning, Mark.
Your colleague Sean O'Connor, who is Landscape Services Manager here at MSU, suggested to the State News that this was the most destruction to the grass that he had seen after a football game. Do you tend to agree?
Yes, I would agree. I've been here for, well, it'll be 21 years in January, and we've seen quite a bit of tailgating activities on campus. And this time was particularly bad, and I think given the circumstances of the weather and the conditions, it exacerbated that.
Help us understand how much damage is typical.
Well, normally, when the parking is controlled better, and we have access to a field like Munfield for parking, the damage is pretty well minimized. I think that in a case like this, we have a situation where the rain caused the closure of Munfield because we didn't want to rut up Munfield.
Right.
And that ends up in a redirection of parking traffic. And again, I think our folks from MSU Police could probably address that situation a little bit better than I can. They're very knowledgeable about the challenges involved with that. But I think the biggest challenge that confronts the collections and the rutting up of the turf and the damage to plants on campus is when people break out and they start cutting ropes that are to protect areas, to start driving up over curbs and parking, or moving bollards. I mean, we've actually had bollards that block sidewalks so you can't drive up a sidewalk, and they actually move them out of the way, and they just kind of get this breakout parking into areas, driving into the turf, and then it's soft. That's why we don't park on Munfield when it rains.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get stuck. They start rutting up the turf, been told, if you want to get in there, gun it, and it's, little statements like that. And it kind of tells you that, maybe we shouldn't be parking on these soft areas at all, let alone when it's raining.
And I take it the normal amount of damage, if there weren't so much rain, for example, on a typical weekend, the normal amount of damage is sustainable. I mean, you have the resources to repair whatever damage is done on a typical weekend.
Yeah, on a typical weekend, there's usually better control over the parking situation. And about 15 years ago, Paul Schwartz, our campus arborist, and I initiated a program, which a lot of people are probably very familiar with, seeing those signs, save our trees, no parking, please. And when I came here in the 90s, parking was pretty rampant on campus and everywhere and anywhere, even up on the sacred oval. And we're very concerned as arborists, as I'm tree physiologist, about what kind of damage happens to the below ground conditions for roots. And so working with DPPS, then MSU Police, we put a program together to redirect people away from the sensitive zones.
What's happened to that?
Well, it continues, but now what the problem is, especially when you have a weekend like we just did with the bad weather and the redirection of traffic, people begin to ignore those signs. They pull the signs up. They drive over into areas where they shouldn't be parking. And I said, MSU Police would be better able to address the challenges associated with trying to maintain that sort of a situation that's occurring.
Should there be stricter rules or stricter enforcement of rules for tailgaters?
Personally, I'd like to see that. I'm not sure what the challenges are involved with that, but if somebody has cut a rope or moved a bollard and is parked on turf and is rutting it up or under tree roots, or if somebody's cutting trees so they can get their tent in there, we had this situation with a donor on campus actually pruning a tree that they've needed to get their tent in, or people who are tying winches around the trees and girdling them, trying to pull their car out of the mud. There should be consequences for that. I mean, if I drive fast on campus, I will get a ticket. I will expect to get a ticket. If I park in a no parking area, I will get a ticket. I expect to get a ticket. It may not be making the customer happy, but there are also rules and regulations, I think, that hopefully can, you know, be more properly enforced.
I suppose you stand to tee off a lot of people who've planned a gathering and then who learn that the spot that they had targeted isn't available. That, I mean, doesn't that stand to create some kind of PR problem for the university?
We've actually dealt with that. We dealt with that 15 years ago when we started the whole No Parking Please, Save Our Trees campaign. Paul Schwartz and I would come onto campus on a football Saturday. We were cussed at. We had beer thrown at us. We were called tree huggers. But we very politely and professionally explained to people that, you know, MSU, I love thy shadows. Beneath the pine trees we'll gather, that this is part of being MSU Green. This is a part of sustainability, too, if you think about it. I mean, our environment, we talk a lot about sustainability in terms of recycling and energy conservation. Sustainability is also maintaining the sustainability of the environment and our conditions and the health of our plants.
We're talking with Dr. Frank Tulewski of Michigan State University about damage done to the campus via tailgating. How much tree damage? We talked about the grass damage, which is easy to visualize on a soggy mun field, but how much tree damage is done on a typical Saturday?
On a typical Saturday, we don't see too much. There is the occasional damage that does take place. It seems to me that this weekend, probably related or not to the weather, there was more damage. We had a tree, a crabapple tree that was girdled, as I mentioned earlier, because of somebody winching their way out of the mud. We had some branches and trees damaged. I think people get enthusiastic and excited maybe about the win or maybe about the loss. We were very lucky in the Beale Botanical Garden. A lot of times after a game, people come through and break up plant labels or something like that. Unfortunately, we didn't have any of that damage this particular weekend, and maybe because it was raining, because people maybe after the game decided to head out almost immediately thereafter.
Is it more accidental, or are there more cases of malicious destruction?
That's hard to say. I would probably think most of it would be willful destruction. I think in the case of, you know, girdling a tree to winch your car out, that's inadvertent. Maybe the person didn't think about the damage to the tree that we're going to do. But when you have somebody coming up and pruning a tree so they can get their tent set up better, or to tie something off to a branch and have that branch break off, or climb into a tree and break a branch, that's just really not, you know, really thinking very well about the stewardship of the campus.
Are there trees on campus that are a part of research that arguably should be fenced off?
That's a good question. We do have a number of researchers here at Michigan State across a number of departments, entomology, plant biology, horticulture, forestry, that are using our plant collections in active research, sponsored projects in excess of $1 million, grants on some of those projects. Fortunately, we haven't sustained any damage in that area. And yeah, you know, that's something we may have to think about, is that it does look like they're going to be threatened, and maybe we need to do something more to protect those. Fortunately, that hasn't been an issue yet.
We did talk about the possibility of having Sean O'Connor join you for this segment, but it turns out Sean is having a conversation this morning with officials at the University of Michigan about this very topic. So it just clarifies the fact that Michigan State is not unique in this respect when you get tens of thousands of people coming onto campus to tailgate.
Yeah, no, exactly. And I wish that Sean could be here, because Sean could speak much more to the landscape situation. I'm a professor. I'm concerned with the curatorial activities of the collections on campus and the research. Sean's more involved in the maintenance and day-to-day activity. And really a shout-out to the landscape services crews that come in here on a Sunday to make the campus look beautiful on a Monday morning. If people saw what the campus looked on a Sunday, they'd be shocked. I think they'd really be flabbergasted about how much damage and how much litter there is accumulated.
You were involved in another very interesting development involving a crime in West Michigan. You joined us here on Current State earlier this year to talk about that. This involved work that you and your team did on the soil and plants found on the shoes of a suspected murderer in West Michigan. Can you briefly update us on what has happened on that front?
Yes, back in September, the state attorney general and the police department up in the Ludington area partook in a press release, an announcement of charges of open murder being filed against the father of baby Kate in the matter, and that this will be progressing to trial in the not-too-distant future. I'm sure that I and my colleagues will probably be called to testify, but this is something that is moving forward. the field investigation phase of it is pretty well wrapped up, and they're ready to move forward.
And you helped analyze some of the plant material that was on the suspect's shoes, which actually ended up becoming a link in the case.
That is correct. And we actually, this last summer, got another one of our colleagues here, John Stevens, who's a diatom specialist, to actually do some further research. So again, the study progressed since we last talked, and we have a lot more information than we had, and I think that's something that the law enforcement officials are very excited about.
Dr. Frank Tulewski is an MSU professor of plant biology and curator of MSU's Beale Gardens. Frank, thanks for joining us.
Mark, thank you.